slave mentality out of people. Amen. They've been slaves so long, they don't know how to function without somebody telling them what to do or where to go or when to eat. We've got to get away from that, saints, that slave mentality. God freed us years ago. God freed us years ago. And we got to walk in that freedom. And we got to walk completely uprightly before God, letting him know how much we appreciate all that he did for us. The Israelites complained, manna, but they were fed. Think about it. They did eat. He didn't let them starve. And God is going to take care of each and every one of us. He's going to see that our heart's desires are met when we walk uprightly before him, when we do what he's calling us to do, when we study to show ourselves approved. God will come through each and every time on our behalf when we do what he has asked us to do, not what we want to do. We can't do it our way, saints. We have to do it God's way, and God's way is the best way. So today, I pray that of this message, if nothing else, that we've gotten out of this message, that we must study God's word. And we must acknowledge God in everything that we do. Not in some things, because there are some things that you don't want God to be in the midst of. You want to exclude God out of those things. But God said, even though you exclude him, he's an all-knowing, all-seeing God. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. So you can't get away from him. We've got to put our trust in God and know that everything that we do in life, one day we will have to answer for those things. Because God is the ultimate judge. And he's not going to let us get away with anything. So put your trust in God. Trust in him. Believe in what he has to say. This word, the word of God, is what's going to carry you until eternity. Until eternity. Let's bow our heads.